If you are a financial advisor who is interested in growing their business, attracting the right affluent clients, serving them well, generating tremendous assets under management, doing well by doing good, this video is for you. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide, and I want to share with you today the four top key drivers of achieving that growth. Stay tuned, you don't want to miss this.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.
When is the best time to pick up millions in new assets? Well, I got to tell you, the best time is right now. Let's take a look, set the stage of what's going on. You know, when there is confusion, there is opportunity for us to rise to the occasion. Take a look at what's going on in the world, politically, economically, socially. You know, if your prospective clients and your clients aren't confused, they're not paying attention. So how do you attract all this tremendous new clients, the right new clients, right affluent clients? Well, let me walk you through what we've found in coaching some of the top financial advisors in the country, those who are the top financial advisors and those that are aspiring. These are the four key drivers, and they're really quite simple. If you execute, the assets will come. Let's take a look at the very first one. What we have here is a key concept that I see over and over again that many advisors don't do. You need to be referable. What are we talking about when we talk about being referable? You have to deliver a client experience that your clients want to share with other people, the people they care about. Because if you don't do that, it's not going to happen. Let me give you an example. Imagine, you know, you're overhearing at a cocktail party and you see one of your clients there. And lo and behold, an acquaintance comes over and asks him, well, let's call him Joe, says, Joe, do you have a financial advisor? Well, what's the most typical response? We all know this. It's, yeah, for somebody who has some money, yeah, I do. The next question, is he any good? Is she any good? What's the typical response? They're okay. Where's the conversation go from there? Well, it stops. They go on to the weather, the sports, or did you see that news item? What happens is we all want to work with experts. They want to work with an expert. And as the affluent have more and more money, they have a choice of who they're going to work with. And they're not going to work with somebody unless they perceive they're an authority. Well, one of the best ways to do it is be referred by delighted clients or other professionals. To do that, there's one key thing. We have to be referable. Our clients, the people that we work with, the other professionals, have to believe that you're delivering a great experience. So how do we do that? Well, let's go to the second one. The second is we have to deliver a wealth management client experience. What do we mean by that? Well, what we're talking about here is that you're addressing the key concerns beyond investments. And you're delivering in a systemic way that your clients find that you have a compelling process to deliver on your promises. You're really giving tremendous value. There's five key concerns. I've talked about this in many videos, but I just want to really reiterate. First one is making smart decisions about investments. Well, you do that well. Okay, that's what most financial advisors do well. But there's four additional concerns. Mitigating taxes, taking care of the heirs, making sure the assets are not unjustly taken through lawsuits, divorce, business breakups, and so on, and charitable. So when we look at all that, most of us are not being proactive. We're being reactive as best. So if we're going to, you know, nail number one, be referable, we've got to deliver a world-class wealth management experience. And that's going to go so far because Once we have that, then we can stop having our business grow by chance. Number three in the driver, and these are all tied together, is we have to have a second opinion. Well, what is a second opinion? A second opinion is where you offer your best clients, once they become clients, a key value. We stop asking referrals. As a matter of fact, you know, none of us like that. We all believe if we're delivering a great client experience, the clients will refer us. They will, just enough to get us along. What happens then is if we are proactive and instead of asking for referrals, we're offering a service. We're offering to share that same client experience. Now that they're referable, you're referable, that you've added this tremendous amount of wealth, management solution. You're dealt with the five key concerns. Wow. Huge opportunity. They want to share you. Now, one of the mistakes we make as advisors sometimes is we're looking so busy that they don't want to burden us. So each meeting, once they become a client, the last thing you end up on is you offer a second opinion. You say, as my newest client, we have a service where for the people who you really care about, we'll take a look at where they are now, where they want to go, what are the gaps, where their current financial advisor is doing a good job. And if they are, we're going to tell them to stay there and really reassure them. If not, what we'll do is we'll take a look and see whether we're the right one and take them through the same experience you had. And as you know, we only work with people that we can make a major impact. So if their current financial advisor and we're not the right one, we promise to point them in the right direction. Wow, huge value in that second opinion. So they're going to want to, not only your clients, but other professionals are going to want to work with you for that second opinion to bring that. Now, one of the best parts is that what we call advanced planning, those four key concerns beyond investment, you can do those with other professionals and it just really snowballs into strategic alliances. So, I mean, you think about it now. One, we go ahead and we really make ourselves referable. Second, we have this great wealth management experience. Third, we very systemically offer our second opinion. And then lastly, what we do, and it's really one of the most important, is we follow through. We thank those people, not for becoming clients. We just we congratulate them for becoming clients, but we thank those people who introduced us and we keep them in the loop. Now we've got to ask for permission from the prospective clients who become clients that it's okay to share that information, but they always say yes. See, this is an opportunity we all have to scale up tremendously by using these four key drivers of success. Now to help you with this, I'd like to make an offer. We call it the second opinion offer for financial advisors. In our case, it's a best year ever consultation. So if you're netting over $200,000 of net income, we will take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, what are the gaps, what would we do if we were in your shoes to accelerate that success even more, and identify the three simplest strategies and tactics, put this all in writing, and we'll do this complimentary. We'll take a look at how you can accelerate your success. In addition, if it's appropriate, we'll share with you the return on investment that you're likely to get from implementing our coaching program. Wow. The reason we only do it for $200,000 and above is you've got to have a strong foundation. But once you have that net income, you should be very proud in your ability to take off and serve even more and do well by doing it. Has never been greater. Your current clients, your future clients, they're counting on you. Don't let them down. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights, real results.